You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is I Will Not Be Choked by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Mark the fourth chapter, starting at verse 14. Mark 4, starting at verse 14. And it reads, the sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. The Amplified says, and they have no real root in themselves, and so they endure for a little while. And then when trouble or persecution arises, look at your neighbor and say, you might have some trouble. When trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately are offended. They become displeased, indignant, resentful, and they stumble and fall away. Verse 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Somebody said 100 is me. Verse 19 from the Amplified. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age, and the pleasure and delight and false glamour of this and deceitfulness of riches, and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. And those sown on good, well-adapted soil are the ones who hear the word, receive and accept and welcome it and bear fruit, some 30 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some even 100 times as much. I want to speak from the subject today, I will not be choked. Look at somebody and say, I will not be choked. I've been doing this for a minute now, and I watch people come and go. I watch people who are on fire. I watch people who used to run. I watch people who used to dance. I watch people who used to be at every service. I watch people who were all excited about the word, excited about me, excited about Jesus, excited about, as my Uncle Bishop would say, Christendom. Just excited people. And they fall off. What happened? They got choked. The truth of the matter is, I'm at a place now. Let me be honest about this. I'm surprised it happened to these individuals, but I'm not shocked. Because the devil is a devil. And the Bible says we have to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, he ain't Jesus' adversary no more. Jesus defeated him. You got to feed him in your life. Your adversary, the devil, goeth throughout the earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So the Bible says we got to be sober, vigilant. And another scripture says walk circumspectly. And y'all know over the years when I demonstrate that, or we show two police officers on law and order going into a room that they know the shooter's in there. They don't just walk in and say, you in here? No, they go like this. They understand at any moment, through anything, out of any place, the enemy can show up. And yet we act shocked that stuff happens like there is no devil. Now you need to understand the devil, a lot of stuff happens, it's just life. People gonna die. I said people gonna die. My mother died, my father died, two sisters died. All in my 20s. Before I was, and my mother, by the time I was 25, four immediate family members were dead. I found out people gonna die. Companies gonna shut down? Yes, they will. Even under Trump, I'm taking credit that he's telling them you better not shut down, you better not go nowhere. Companies will shut down. Jobs will come and go. And some of y'all, because you don't have enough sense, help me, Holy Ghost, not to be too. Some of y'all, because you're not wise enough to be sober and vigilant when you get married, or you're not mature enough to make it through a tax through marriage, for some of y'all, husbands gonna come and go. And wives gonna come and go. That should not have to be the case. But if you just walking, you doing all this falling in love stuff. Cause when you fall, you bump your head. That's for somebody right now who in love, you may do something stupid. When you fall, you bump your head. And some of y'all, you fell too hard, you bump your head, and you get. You had a TBI, traumatic brain injury, that you don't think, you just feel. And later on, when your brain get healed, you realize it is important that he can pay a bill. It is important that he does be able to keep a job. I should have got counsel. Stuff gonna happen. But the scripture said, despite whatever happened, the word of God endures forever. You're gonna build your life on a job. You're gonna build your life on family members. You're gonna build your life on money. You're gonna build your life on a good car, a good house, a nice neighborhood. Are you going to build your life on the word? Because the only thing that is sure is the word. The only thing that can sustain you through all the crap that happens in life is the word. Everything else will disappoint you. Everything else you have no control over. But the word, the Bible says, endures forever. This parable is a parable of Jesus explaining the warfare that's going on right now in this place, even while I'm preaching. Some of y'all already might have gotten offended. Because I said, what's the word I said? I said, too unwise. What's the word of course I said? What I say first?
Don't have enough sense.
Don't have, that's what I said. Somebody heard it. Don't have enough sense. Somebody got offended right there. See? Somebody got offended right there. And then, what's the other thing I just said? Somebody else got offended by something else I said. And you already shut down. And you shut down, and I ain't even got to the crux of the message yet. I ain't said nothing yet. And don't realize that's a satanic attack. Come on now. To keep you from hearing the word, which can change your life and change your marriage and change your children and set you up for generations to come to walk in the peace of God, the favor of God, and the prosperity of God. And you won't get upset because I said crap. Jesus talking about spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare over the word. As a matter of fact, the scripture, the verse just before we started this text from Mark 4 and 14, he's going to explain it. This is Jesus' second time going through this. He gave the parable first, and the second he said, they said, well, Jesus, what's all this seed and sower? What's all that? And Jesus said, y'all understand this? He said, you don't get this, you won't understand anything about the kingdom of God. Because everything in the kingdom of God starts with the word being sown. Oh, come on now. You're going to receive prosperity because the word got to get sown. You get saved because the sower sows the word. Come on now. You get filled with the Holy Ghost because the sower sows the word. You can get healed because the sower sows the word. He said, if you don't get this, you won't get anything in the kingdom of God. Because everything in the word, everything in the kingdom of God starts with the word being sown. If it has no basis in the word, it has no basis. He said, so you got, if you don't understand this, you won't understand anything in the kingdom of God. He said, so let me slow down and explain to you again. The sower soweth the word. And some word fall on stony ground, and some fall with the thorn, and some fall with the good ground. And depending on the kind of soil will depend on the kind of harvest. Do you understand, Jesus said. He's talking about the battle, spiritual warfare of the world. What you got to understand, he's trying to say, the battles you're going through in life, it's about the word. See, you get mad at the pastor, you think it's about the pastor. It's about the word. Do you realize you can be blessed through me and not like me? I don't like pastor, but he sure gave me that word. I wish he didn't say crap, but I understand when he went, because I went through some crap this week myself. Y'all didn't understand. I gave up a long time ago about being in a popularity contest. Because I don't compromise on a lot of stuff. Because you know what I realized? At the end of the day, Paul said, I came to you not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I got to get you turned on to the word, not to me. I've had folks leave because I gave them the word. There are people who don't want to hear about the word about God's best for marriage. They don't leave this church. Yeah, but he don't understand. I understand that this one and this one, we would have been divorced too if we didn't stick to the word. Yes. I understand we could have came to blows too. If it wasn't for the word. Our family's been attacked. We've gone through grief. We've gone through sorrow. Been betrayed. Betrayed by members who we did stuff for. We can't even tell y'all about. Some of y'all don't know. There are people right now who haven't. Jesus. We ain't been to this church in a year, but we're supporting them financially. Because they're going through things. Y'all don't know that stuff. Y'all don't know that. It ain't for us to tell you everything we do either. But you listen, we've been betrayed. There are people I gave jobs to one time I had somebody working for me making tapes. And I was paying him more to make the tapes than we were making from the tapes. just to help him subsidize and pay his rent. Are y'all listening to me? But we have to stick to the word. I've been through enough to leave y'all too. I ain't going back. I ain't going to do it. Not even for the vine. I ain't going to do it. Yeah. But we got to stick to the word. Do you realize the word has nothing to do with your feelings? What I was saying earlier today, all I was quoting you was the word. I will bless the Lord at all times. That's the word. That ain't about your feelings. But I'm going through. And bless the Lord while you're going through. But I got financial problems. And bless the Lord through your financial problems. But my marriage is rocky. But God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's the only one who ever promised you he will never leave you nor forsake you. Question is, what did God do to you? And you got to understand, when Satan's after the word, rather than tell you, you know, I'm after the word, because the word's going to sustain you. The word's going to keep you. The word's going to bring you out. He gets you mad at the pastor. He gets you mad at the leaders. He gets you mad at the first impression, the parking lot ministry. They keep telling me to back up. And no, I can't back up. I was going someplace yesterday. You know, it was over on Divine Street, you know, where you just kind of angle parking space. You pull in there, and then you got back right into the street. And I pulled in, and I watched this little old lady. She just sat there with her white lights on, trying to back up. She was just sitting there. And finally, I got out. I stopped. I went out in the street. I just stopped the people. I said, y'all just stop. I stopped all the traffic. I told the lady, I said, come on. That woman would have been sitting there right now. Get offended by having to back up. And all these are peripheral things. And the most basic thing is the devil wants to separate you from the word. And he'll use anything or anybody. Now, can I tell you something else? I don't care who tell you what. When God connects you to a house, what you need is in that house. Now, either God connected you here or he didn't. When God connects you to a place, what you need is there. It ain't somewhere else. And the devil knows that. So let me get him somewhere else. But God connected you here. But you're going through this. Get mad at this person. But what you need is here. If God connected you here. The battle is for the word. Jesus explained why some people are successful in their spiritual walk and some are not. Let me explain to you what successful in your spiritual walk means. Successful for your spiritual walk means that I stay consistent in the things of God no matter what. That's what successful is. Doesn't mean you're not attacked. Doesn't mean you don't have feelings. It doesn't mean stuff doesn't happen. But what it means is I keep on going no matter what. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm going through, but I'm coming out. Yeah. Make up your mind. Will not be choked. Jesus is describing what happens between the time we all hear the same word in the same place with the same people and the next time we get together. Bishop Jake said something recently. He said, what happened to the time when you would let your Sunday, come on, affect your Monday through Saturday? Rather now letting your Monday through Saturday affect your Sunday. What happened? Yeah, let me say that again. You used to let your Sunday affect your Monday through Saturday. Now you let your Monday through Saturday affect your Sunday. So now because of what you went through, now you can't come to church. Now because what you went through Monday to Saturday, now you don't pray. Because what you went through Monday through Saturday, now you don't worship. But now used to be I come in here and I get what I need. I'm going to praise. I'm going to worship. I'm going to receive the word. I'm going to take these notes. I'm going to go home and pray. I'm going to confess over my life. And I'm going to tell my Monday through Saturday. Now line up to what I just heard. What happens?
Hallelujah.
You got to understand, Satan is a choker. I didn't say a joker. He's a choker. He's a choker because there's life in the word. But if the devil can choke the word, he can stop it from germinating, from taking root and bringing forth the fruit and productivity in your life that the word is implanted to produce. Christians need the word of God to live and thrive in the earth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every what? Every word. Stop making choices to move the city based upon money. You get there with all the money, you have no word, and the money dries up. Or you got money, but you have no joy, you got no peace. You start doing ungodly things with the money because you didn't make a decision based upon the word. Why do I go there all the time, y'all? Because I did it and messed up 7 years of my life that took me about 10, 15 years to recover from because I followed something based upon money versus the word. And I'm not just talking about the written word. I'm talking about the rhema word. Some of the stuff y'all doing, you cannot tell me the Lord told you to do that. Because there ain't no faith in it. Whatever's not of faith, the scripture says it's sin. Oh, y'all, wait, quiet on me here. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be choked. Don't be choked. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So the devil can disconnect you from the word. Through offense, through circumstances, through the cares of life. Jeremiah 15 and 16. It says, talking about man living by the word. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy words were found, and I did what? I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. He didn't say what he was going through. It said, your word kept me rejoicing. Your word kept joy in my heart, despite all the stuff and crap that was happening in life. I ate the word. I heard your word and I ate it. I put it in my, watch this, through my ears, down into my heart, lived out through my life. Through my ears, down in my heart, lived out through my life. Through my ears, down in my heart, lived out through my life. That's when the word is working. It ain't working just because you hear it. It's not working just because you get it down in you. It works when it's manifested through your life. Ezekiel 3 and 3. He said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat. He's talking about the word of God. Ezekiel 3 and 3. He said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this word, with this roll that I give you. God's talking to Ezekiel about his word. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. In John, the 8th chapter, when they got mad and started walking away and many left them, Jesus said, you got to eat my body, drink my blood. They said, we ain't into cannibalism. You talking crazy. He said, I ain't talking to you about my natural flesh and blood. He said, the words that I speak to you, spirit and life, the words. Let me go back to what I was saying earlier. See, y'all understand, I started off preaching where all the preachers preach for a 10. Y'all seen the, you know, the gymnastics and the preach good at 10. Somebody at 9. I'm saying, he didn't do nothing today. That was a 6. Okay. It wasn't official, but everybody know you're trying to hit it out the park.
Circumstances can come to rob you of your peace and choke the word that you already know. Do not let these distractions frustrate the plans God has for you. It is time to make up your mind that you will not be choked. Order today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for I Will Not Be Choked. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.